Care for Changing Lives, learning about Hospice Quinty on 91X.
I'm Lee McConnell with Hospice Quinty. Coming to terms with the fact that you are dying can be very difficult. There are a lot of emotions that a person goes through as they try to understand that something they may have once thought was a far-off event is now at their doorstep. Everything from spending as much time with your loved ones as possible to potentially completing goals that may have been pushed to the wayside are common things that people try to accomplish in their final days. But there are several things that any person can do before you die to make things easier on your family when the day eventually comes. Here are a few tips to make sure you are financially prepared at the time of your death. The first and arguably most important step is to create a will. The last thing most people would want is for their family to be fighting over who gets what portion of your assets after you die. It's best to make sure you have all of your assets accounted for so someone else won't have to decide for you. Besides assets, it's important to have a will if you are the parent of a minor, as you can then be sure that the child ends up with a guardian of your choosing. The government or your family may have other ideas for who gets custody of your child after you die. Creating a will does take some time and money, but there is one thing you can do to help make things easier for your family after you die that's easy and free. It's important to make sure all your documents, like your health card, driver's license, social insurance number, passport, marriage certificate if you have one, and your birth certificate are all located in an easily accessible place. It then makes it easy to give that information to someone you trust after you die to make sure they have access to all your accounts you may have open. Another step you can take to ensure a smooth transition after your death is to designate someone as power of attorney. A power of attorney is a personal directive and a legal document that you sign to give someone that you trust the authority and ability to act on your behalf for financial matters. Contrary to popular belief, a power of attorney does not govern health or personal care matters. Having a power of attorney in place can make sure that someone of your choosing is making decisions that would advocate for your wants after your death, and makes things easier for the rest of your family to not have to make decisions by committee during an already stressful time. The next thing you can do to help out financially after you die is set aside some money for a funeral. If you're still early on in your life, you can save small amounts of money over time in order to have that money ready later on. If you have a shorter time to live, you can use some already existing savings that you will not be able to spend, or sell some valuable assets to ensure your family will not have to pay for a funeral. If you make the decision on where the money comes from for your service, that's one less burden on your family after you die. Finally, another thing you can do to bolster your financial situation is to purchase life insurance. Even though this will require you to have a bit of foresight and have started the process earlier on in your life to see the largest benefit, it's still a good way to make sure any potential costs associated with your death are at least partially covered when the time comes. If you do happen to have life insurance and you are in hospice care, it's important to make sure your policy is up to date and that whoever you designate as power of attorney has the information to ensure the benefit is received. While money may be the last thing on the mind of someone who's dying, you likely want to make sure your family has as few decisions around your death as possible to make things less difficult. It helps to make sure all the big financial decisions are already taken care of. Hospice Quinty provides individuals, their families, and caregivers with compassionate end-of-life care by attending to their physical, psychosocial, and practical needs, and offering empathetic care to those who are grieving and through visiting hospice services and support groups. All Hospice Quinty programs and services are provided by compassionate, well-trained volunteers and staff at no charge to the individual or their family. We serve a population of over 110,000 in Quinty West, Belleville, Deserano, Tyendinega Township, and the Tyendinega Mohawk Territory.
Learn more by visiting hospicequinty.ca and listen for new information each week at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.